With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump weighed in on Iran and ceasefire talks with Hamas as Israel's prime minister paid him a visit.
The president is hearing talk from Israel. Iran may be trying to rebuild its nuclear program. Back in June, the president insisted Tehran's nuclear capabilities were completely and fully obliterated after U.S. strikes on key nuclear enrichment sites. Iran has insisted it is no longer enriching uranium at any site in the country. The president also said he wants to get to the second phase of the Gaza deal as quickly as possible, but it means disarming Hamas. There are divisions over the path forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russian President Vladimir Putin tells his senior military officials he expects to achieve the complete reclamation of the Donbas from Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has met with senior military officials, saying troops are advancing in Donetsk in Ukraine and also pressing their offensive in the Zaporizhia region. He says troops from the various groups are confidently advancing, breaking through enemy defenses. Putin adds that the liberation of Siversk would allow Russian troops to carry out further offensive operations, including the capture of an entire metropolitan area and the complete liberation of Donbas. His comments come a day after President Donald Trump held talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and insisted that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace settlement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strengthening bomb cyclone is barreling across the northern United States, unleashing severe winter weather in the Midwest and aiming at the East Coast. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 249 points, the Nasdaq dropped 118, the S&P lower by 24. This is SRN News. Catholics got a new pope in 2025. Correspondent Michael Harrington looks back.
The transition began in April when Pope Francis, who had been in failing health for some time, passed away, triggering the replacement process. What came out of that was unprecedented, an American pope, the first in nearly 2,000 years. But if conservative Catholics had been hoping that Pope Leo would steer the church away from the liberal track that Francis had put it on, they were disappointed. The new pontiff appears to be as liberal as his predecessor. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump established a 2028 Olympics game task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Trump also took time to praise Jean Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The International Olympic Committee is still considering that matter. This is SRN News. There's a report of a massive infiltration of Hezbollah by Israel.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adds the report draws parallels to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. Iran is seeing its biggest protests in 3 years after the currency plunged to a record low against the dollar. The central bank governor resigned on Monday. Demonstrations broke out in Tehran. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.